discouraged, and I don't know what to do. Even friends and loved ones, they have their troubles too. But out of all of my triumphs, you can always hear me say, say, well, sure enough it is,
Charles, 100.1.
I got to give you my testimony. Can I do that? I got to tell you what God will do for you if you put your trust in it. I said God will do something for you if you put your trust in it. You see, I was on my way to take my son to rehab when he decided he didn't want to go. So I pulled over to let him out and to give him his clothes because he couldn't stay with me being a drug addict.
Oh, no.
And when I got out of the car to give him his clothes, he stepped over and took off with my car.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what to do. All I knew is to call on Jesus. So that was 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm sitting in the house at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I begin to pray. I said, Lord, I put him and my car in your hands.
Thank you, Jesus.
And about 5 o'clock that morning, we got a phone call from the New York police. They said, we have your car, and went on to talk about a whole lot of things, and I was wondering what was happening, but they didn't mention anything about my son. So I stopped him. I said, do you have my son? He said, well, yes and no. I have to call you back. And when they called me back, they told me that my son had been shot 4 or 5 times. And he was in the hospital. So we rushed and we went over to the hospital in New York and to visit my son. And when we got there, they wouldn't allow us to see him. Wouldn't tell us what was going on. So we just sat there and prayed and believed God. So later on in the afternoon, they allowed us to go up into the emergency room and see him. When we walked over, the doctor began to tell us, his arm is all been shot up. And we had to go into his leg and take out a vein and put it in his arm for it to operate. But that operation failed. So they said we had to turn around and go back again and take another vein out of his leg and put that one in his arm. And while we was there, that one failed. So the doctor told me, he said, we're going to try it one more time. operation don't work, we're going to have to cut his arm off.
Oh, Jesus.
So sometimes when you go praying, God ain't hard to hear. And sometimes you can't go in these places screaming and hollering. So I just walked over by his bedside and laid my hands on that arm. And I said, Lord, I put my trust in you. I don't have nobody else to lean on. I just put my trust in you. So they told us we had to leave. We went downstairs and they wouldn't let us back up. But I come to let you know that the next day they told us that last operation worked.
Thank you, Jesus.